News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It is the right time for Ireland to make the switch to nuclear power. So says Dennis Duff, power systems expert and engineer with BENE, Better Environment with Nuclear Energy. And he joins me now in studio, as does Eamon Ryan, leader, of course, of the Green Party. Good morning, folks. You're both very welcome.
Good morning, Ryan.
Dennis, we might start with yourself. Why is it a good time to switch to nuclear?
Well, I think, Ciarán, the national response to the climate emergency has been grossly inadequate and in many ways has been infantile, to be quite honest with you. We have every time you open the papers, you seem to have the government blaming the opposition because the opposition is asking the government to do too much. The opposition blame the government for not doing enough. The government are asking the people to take a leadership role in the Citizens' Assembly. The citizens are asking the government to take a leadership role. Meantime, there's increasing numbers of wind turbines, battery storage, pylons, cables going around the country. In some places, they're welcome, and in other places, they're not. Some people are saying we can't have the data centres that the modern economy needs to survive because of unreliable energy.
Yeah, I suppose people will be aware of the kind of the energy challenges, but why nuclear?
Yeah, because I'm just coming to that, Ciarán, is because even if we do all that and if we're blessed with €300 a tonne of carbon tax, it's quite likely that we're going to miss our emissions targets. We may hit our renewables targets, but when you say to the climate in 20 years' time, 50 years' time, how come you've changed? We hit our renewables targets. He's going to say back, the climate's going to say back, it's not renewables, it's the emissions, stupid. So we really need to tackle the emissions. And there is a cleverer way, and we think it's to join nuclear with renewables. And in such a way, we think, from a study we're just completing, that we could save over 70 million tonnes of emissions in the period of 2050 by including nuclear with renewables, and also save up to €20 billion.
All right, Eamon, what about that? It does sound, you know, I'm conscious a lot of people listening aren't intimately aware of the differences in energy production, but they'll hear those figures and they'll think, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and I agree with Dennis, and this much we have got a massive challenge, the scale of the challenge, and it's not just in electricity system, it's also our whole transport system, it's how we use our land, it's our whole waste system, it's everything needs to change. But one thing we do know in this, or we're fairly clear now, is part of the solution is we're going to electrify some of those other areas. So transport is going to become electric powered. We have to basically stop burning fossil fuels completely within the next 2 to 3 decades. And transport electric is going to take over from gas, from petrol. And similarly on heating, which is the other big thing we never think about, heating our water, heating our homes, it's going to be electric. We're going to move towards electric heat pumps. They're the things that are going to win. So we need a lot of electric power. Although we also need, first and foremost, efficiency. People always forget about efficiency, but the metaphor is always, if you're going to fill a bath, you put the plug in first. You know, you don't waste power. So then how do we get that electric power? And I think we should be open to all options. We should look at all options. We shouldn't be blind to any technology. So if something turns up, which is the superpower, great. But at the moment, what's happening in the world is there's massive move switch towards renewable electrical power. And the main reason being is cost, because the cost of wind and solar in particular has been on a steady decline for the last 7-8 years, and it's not stopping. And nuclear, unfortunately, or fortunately some may think, is just not in the races, because that's not happening. In fact, it's the opposite. It's going up in price. And even if you look at our neighbouring Ireland, where they're really committed to going to nuclear, actually they're pulling back from some of the projects they're going to build because it's just so expensive. It's at least twice the price of renewables. And we in Ireland have no expertise in renewables. I mean, well, Dennis and others, but we've no real experience in doing it. We have no waste facility. We've nowhere to store the waste. And on the other hand, we have real capability and expertise in balancing renewable power, in going out, and particularly where we're going to go next, I think, in renewables is in solar, which we've done nothing with yet, but also going offshore, going into the Atlantic, going into the Irish Sea, and going with offshore wind. And that's the real scaled alternative. And actually, the scale of power we have, the volume of power we have from that wind, dwarfs any other power supply we have. So I think that's where we're going to go.
Dennis, what about that? That over the last couple of decades, the criticisms of some of the renewable sectors were that, look, they were really inefficient. They only survived because of subsidies, but that actually there's been big technological improvements. There's real efficiencies, as Eamon talked about, efficiencies, that these are actually where we should be putting our eggs.
Yeah, look, Renewables are part of the future, there's no doubt about that. In the plan that we looked at, we took AirGrid's estimate of what they're going to put in for 2040, which involves a doubling of the amount of wind turbines, of wind energy in the country, and increasing their solar capacity by over 100 times. So we're doing lots. Yeah. But even by 2040, their study shows that we will not reduce emissions of what we need to get to by 2050. So what we did then, we said, well, what happens if you replace the gas turbines and all that, and the coal and the peat, with nuclear instead of with renewables, what would happen? And we found that with the smaller reactors that we're talking about, not the big ones in the UK, we're not interested in them. We're talking about the reactors that are coming online in the next 6 to 7 years, by 2026, 2027. And these will be significantly cheaper than the current ones. They're smaller, they're safer.
Are they up and running anywhere yet?
There is one running in China at the moment, but we're not talking about a Chinese one. It would be perfectly safe, but some people would have an inherent kind of disregard for Chinese technology. But anyway, so we're talking American designs and Canadian designs and British designs.
And where are you going to put the waste? That's what a lot of people talk about. You mentioned kind of, you know, battery storage. People think, hold on, I prefer battery stored me than nuclear waste.
Yeah, well, first of all, your lifetime supply of electricity will be supplied by an amount of nuclear fuel the size of a golf ball. So we're not talking about large quantities here. I could show you if we're on television. I could show you the picture of the Swiss National Waste Repository, and it's about the size of the National Basketball Stadium in Tala, and they've up to 50% of their electricity from nuclear for years. So we're talking tiny quantities, and they're stored safely. After all, what damage has waste ever done to any of us?
Eamon, you know, you were keen not to rule out anything. If these reactors, like that one that Dennis mentioned, this one being built in Utah, one certainly looks like it's going to be built by 2026. If it does prove to be efficient and that little bit cheaper, you're saying, look, there's no ideological reason really we should oppose it?
On the one hand, you've got that new American small modular reactor, so they're different to the big British ones, which are really failing. It's a design. It's a drawing on a piece of paper at the moment. And on the other hand, the alternative that I mentioned, where we go large-scale offshore wind, it's happening at scale in every country. They're going to do it in Japan. They're doing it in the States. They're doing it in Europe.
When we were burning coal everywhere, a wind turbine was just a picture on a piece of paper too. You know, everything starts in the design process.
But it's more than that now. It's actually where all the money's going. It's where all the best engineering expertise. When you go to a renewable energy conference, it's everyone is young and actually working on real projects. When you go to nuclear conference now, everyone is either very old or it's pure academic. It's not real. Whereas the renewable revolution that's happening is real.
Look, I'm conscious that we are out of time, and I know there's a lot more both of you want to say. Hopefully it's an issue we will come back to. I should say, if you want to hear more from Dennis, he'll be at the National Construction Summit on the 14th of March in City West. Tickets for free, but you have to register at nationalconstructionsummit.ie. Dennis Duff and Eamon Ryan, thanks both of you for coming in.